we wanted to talk a little bit about some privacy issues that have popped up because of what has happened in Paris. And not like privacy wasn't top of our minds anyway, but if you enjoy encryption, maybe that's something that's come a little more to the top of your mind.
Privacy,
recently,
is that
because of all this hacking that's been going on? Some politicians are saying, we're not sure we like it so much. And I can definitely see both sides of this issue because of something that happened right here with the Josh Powell case. This will bug me forever. The fact that he and his brother emailed back and forth, but we never were able to unencrypt
yeah.
those emails. The encryption that they used on the emails could not be broken.
Nope.
By anyone. They went to the highest levels of government. No one could figure them out. And that bothered me. And now the UK Prime Minister David Cameron is saying he's bothered by messaging apps like Snapchat and WhatsApp. And he said he would even consider banning them if they don't make their data available to intelligence agencies. And he said because of what has happened in Paris, it kind of made him really think about this and saying these apps provide safe spaces for terrorists to communicate.
Yeah, with no evidence whatsoever that these attackers used any of these encrypted services.
Well, it's not just those two. Encryption comes on iMessage. Encryption
I understand.
Comes on FaceTime.
But it really bothers me any time a politician uses an event to run the flagpole up their platform when there's no direct tie to the platform.
There may be, released it, but he has not given us any evidence as to why this should be tied to the Paris attacks.
We do know that last week a Spanish judge reportedly ordered the detention of several terrorist suspects and that they used emails that had extreme security measures from a Seattle company called Rise Up. Rise Up responded saying, hey, security is not a crime. That was their answer.
This will be a battle if the prime minister goes after this. He said, David Cameron said, are we going to allow a means of communications which is simply impossible to read? My answer to that question is no, we must not. Now, he does say if we were to get information, we would need a warrant. So he's still saying they want the warrant, but right now, this data is not available, period, with a warrant or not.
Now, our own Attorney General Eric Holder and the FBI Director James Comey said that they are urging the phone industry to give the United States backdoor access to their encrypted wares. Remember, Apple, in their latest mobile phones, they're encrypted by default with no backdoor. Even Apple has said,
we can't get in.
Yeah. You can't get in. Apple Chief Tim Cook said people have the right to privacy. And then Holder made a statement that bothers me. He said, encryption emboldens criminals. I have to tell you, I mean, just as a blanket statement here, rights embolden criminals. The presumption of innocence emboldens criminals. The right to bear arms emboldens criminals. The right against illegal search and seizure without probable cause emboldens criminals. We do things all the time that embolden criminals because we want to desperately protect the innocent and keep the government's nose out of our business for the most part. I would say in general, though, my personal belief is that if these industries wanted to provide a backdoor, I wouldn't have a problem with it if they provided it, if a warrant was still required and I could have faith and confidence in that warrant system. But the other problem is, and this is the other side of the coin, is that typically when you offer that backdoor, you've opened that backdoor up to hacking and to other people.
Right.
Right. So when you just say blanket wise, this is encrypted and nobody can get in, that's going to be infinitely more secure than if there is a backdoor and then somebody's able to hack the backdoor.
Someone can expose it. And using the word ban is always a little dangerous as well. But that is the word from the British Prime Minister that he would consider banning.
But remember that rights do embolden criminals. They always have. We could catch criminals all day long if we just allowed the police to come in every house they wanted and search whenever they wanted, pull your car over whenever they wanted to for any reason and search that vehicle. Imagine how much crime and how many criminals we could get rid of if we just started hacking rights out of the Bill of Rights. I mean, we could have a much safer society. But what was that thing that guy said, give me liberty or give me, what was it?
Snapchat?
Yeah, I think that's what he said. Yeah. Patrick Henry.
Also, this study coming out of Georgia Tech, and this is a little worrisome, although you don't need to be worried. I don't think I need to be worried, but I'll tell you who might. Georgia Tech said that your laptop or smartphone could leak these electronic emissions that could contain your password or other private data, and that other people could get it even when you're not connected to the internet. So we've warned you about these open Wi-Fi networks, like at a cafe or something.
Yeah.
But what they did is they said that they were able to pick up keystroke info from laptops just by using a radio and a cell phone. They also said you could use a little teeny little antenna in a briefcase, and they could get those emissions and that they could figure out what your passwords were. And they did this just by sitting next to someone, not being hooked to the same Wi-Fi. They said that they felt like at this point, this type of hacking is probably only a threat to big time decision makers. They said like VIPs or politicians or celebrities who have a lot of valuable data. But they said soon they do think this will be a problem for everyone. And what this made me think of was that booth we ran into at CES called the Silent Pocket. Remember them?
Yes.
And he said he thought of this idea years ago and everyone thought he was crazy. Yeah. But then now it's going
bonkers. He's not crazy anymore.
And it's just like a pouch that you can put your phone in where there are no emissions
signals.
At all.
No signals in or out.
And that's exactly what this study shows is possible. Silent Pocket. And he even had little cards just for like one credit card.
Yeah,
if you
and the family was very relieved to discover he wasn't crazy. He was just early.
His tinfoil hat was well needed.